Welcome everybody to the GFB podcast, God, Family, Business. My name is Raul Avila and I am your host, and I hope you enjoy today's show.
I'm going to read to you something that that is really, really powerful. It's called the Love Letter. Now, I go to these retreats called Band of Brothers. It's a retreat that is based out of the book called Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. Some of you have read it. It's a powerful book that talks about the masculine journey. And my wife goes to these retreats called Hearts of Beauty, which is also based out of a book called by John Eldridge also. That's called Captivating. And if you haven't read those books, you should. But my wife in that retreat, they give them a thing called the Love Letter. And I want to read it to you right now, man. It's based on scripture. This is all Bible scripture and what God thinks about you. So enjoy. It starts in Psalms 139, chapter 1, verse 1, I mean, chapter 139. And it says, and it goes like this. It says, "You may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all of your ways. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. For you are made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you before you were conceived. I chose you. I planned creation. You are not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I am not distant, nor am I angry, but I am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future have always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts towards you are countless, as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. Trust in me with all your heart, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. And as a shepherd carries a lamb, I carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I will take away all the pain you have suffered on earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son Jesus. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I love that I may gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I will throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you found this information valuable, do me a huge favor and share this with your friends. Until the next one, may God richly bless you.